can't even do that because that's I was about to say, what's up? What's up? Can't do that. What up, strangers? Greetings. I'm Britt.
And I'm Dee.
And welcome back to another episode of
It's a Strange World After All.
The podcast where we discuss true crime cases, the supernatural, urban legends, conspiracy theories, occasional movie reviews, and all of the things that keep the world strange. Speaking of movie reviews, if you have not listened to Sleepaway Camp or Prom Night or any of them, but specifically Sleepaway Camp since it's the newest one, get your motherfucking life because it's good.
That's funny. Yes, you, please. You too. Please.
Because I know you haven't listened to it.
You don't got to put me out there like that. You don't know that. I could have listened to it. No, but you don't know that.
I knew you hadn't listened to it because I know. The only reason why you heard it, some of it, was because I was playing it in the car.
Were you? Oh, that's the one you were. Okay, yeah. So technically, I kind of listened to it. It's not. Okay. Two things. One, what you say?
I said, you said you don't care.
Anyway, two things, even though I'm like way behind, so I can't use that as an excuse, is like I like to binge listen.
Mm-hmm.
So I get behind on purpose.
Which I know some people do.
Yeah. Second, like I've said before, I hate the sound of my voice. So there's that.
That's how you do it. It's me playing the world's tiniest violin. Don't That's nobody not care even about your a... voice.
Some people might.
Why would you want to do
it? You if never
you do...
know.
This is my thing, people. If you don't like your voice, why would you do a podcast?
Because that's what I want to do. Just because. I mean, And then I'm like, it's us. We already know what it's going to be about. We're recording it.
It's still funny. I actually, though, do listen to them just to make sure I didn't fuck anything up in editing. That's why I go back and listen to them in the first place. But to me, they're good enough to where you can listen to them, like, and get your life.
I mean, I do. I listen. But then for me, when I do listen to critique myself.
Oh, yeah, that too. That's another reason why I go back. Yeah. I go back and listen to be like, because some of them first episodes, y'all, you gotta be able to laugh at yourself. And I was like, why was I reading like that? We used to be high as hell too, though. So that's a caveat.
Oh, yeah.
But in some of them, I'd be like, the podcast where we discuss true crime cases. I'd be like, spit it out. I went back and listened to something and I was like, oh my God, I hope. At this stage that people are starting from newer episodes and going backwards because the hell?
That's funny though, because we did used to be like high.
Zooted.
But I mean, it's fun. Hey, you got to enjoy it.
It is. And then the fact that the kind of the format, I guess, is saying the details and then talking about it, that it's not like,
yeah,
like if it was like that the whole time, I'd be like, we're gonna have to delete those episodes. But
yeah, in today's episode we discuss Dennis DePew, a man who brutally murdered his wife in April of 1990.
Dennis DePew. I never heard of Dennis DePew. I had heard, it might have been from you, that there was something that inspired. Well, I can't even say it. Anyway, I had never heard about Dennis. Well, no, I can say that he inspired a pretty popular horror film. I'll say that. I had heard that, but I didn't know like who he was.
Yeah, I told you about it because I saw it on Unsolved Mysteries because that used to be my show. But yeah, that's where I saw it. Of course, they didn't mention it because it was years before the movie came out. But I saw the episode after the movie came out and I was like, this looks familiar. And I Googled it and that's when I was like, oh, okay, so this is where they got it from.
Oh, look at you. Good investigative work.
Yes. I need to be a private investigator.
Girl, we can start when I come here officially. We can start a PI. Be like, girl, I hate to say it. Your man is cheating on you. I caught him.
Dang, why I gotta be that? Why we can't?
I don't know. I didn't want it to be other diff. Stuff. I didn't want it to be diff. Be like, he said he was going to 7-Eleven for a big gulp, but he came up empty handed. He was not at 7-Eleven. No, we can do everything. We can do everything.
Okay.
But yeah, let's get into it. Marilyn Lee McClenahan was born in January 1941 and was raised in Detroit, Michigan. Marilyn worked as a counselor at a high school in Coldwater, Michigan. She had been married to Dennis DePew for over 17 years, and they had 3 children together. Dennis and Marilyn's marriage began to fall apart over time.
Dennis was controlling and demanding. He didn't like that Marilyn was active in the community. Sir, like, why?
He's probably had a low self-esteem. When you are insecure, I can like
see
that.
If you see how he looked, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
I take that back. I don't like to talk
no,
about
you don't.
People's looks.
No, you don't. You don't take it back.
Have you seen him yet?
I seen him.
Google him right now.
I seen what he looked like. Let me Google him again. But I'm pretty sure I seen, because I saw her, Dennis DePew.
He is very... I'm not going to...
Wait a minute. Hold on. Oh, wait. Wait a minute. Hold on.
What?
Is this what he looked like when he was a kid? Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold
I'm
on.
Talking about...
Wait a minute.
Look at him while he was married to her. Yes. I didn't see a younger...
Young Dennis DePew was all right.
He looks like... You remember Man in Black? The dude that was the alien? You know what I'm talking about? The first Man in Black.
He wasn't... Oh, the you're saying him older, look, the roaches.
Yeah.
The roaches alien. He does. Mm-hmm. He does. Young Dennis DePew, though, kind of look like Macaulay Culkin.
Wait.
He does. If this is actually
Hold
a picture
on.
Of him. I see it a little bit. They favor. Have you seen Macaulay Culkin today?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, to me, he looked like.
Yeah, I don't see it.
What? How could you not see that? That's okay. We don't have to agree. Wait, I was going to say, outside of his looks, you also have to think of like the time period too. And like, you know, like how women were treated.
True. True. But then, like, yeah, because it was the 40s when they first... No, she was born in the 40s. They were married in the 80s.
Yes.
Okay. I guess. He also accused her of turning their children against him. In April 1989, after 18 years of marriage, Marilyn filed for divorce, as she should. She told her attorney Dennis was trying to ruin her life and wouldn't let her make her own decisions. The divorce was finalized in December of that same year. Good for Marilyn.
Yeah. Do we know, did he have any substance abuse, drinking problems, or did that come up in your research?
I don't think that came up, but he kind of has that look. Let me stop.
Ooh,
let me stop.
Ooh.
But yeah, I don't remember. Hold on, let me see. Because I did this one a while ago. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think anything like that was mentioned.
Okay. Dennis was granted biweekly visitation rights, but the children were reluctant to spend time with him. Marilyn had given him access to the guest house, which he used as an office. It was alleged that he used this as an excuse to maintain control over the family. Sometime later, Marilyn changed the locks on the door, but Dennis still found a way to enter the home.
Yeah, she's trying to do the right thing, letting him see his kids. And I mean, even letting him stay, not in the house, but you know.
Giving him access to the guest house.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's trying to keep
course,
it healthy.
Yeah, but if you give a moose a muffin.
If you give a moose a muffin. Give a mouse a cookie.
A mouse a cookie. What was the other one?
It's two. A moose a muffin.
Oh, it's just the two? Okay.
Oh, I thought it was another one. There's more, but then I feel like, I don't know. It's neither here nor there. I was going to say, but wait, I was going to say, dang it, I forgot what I was going to say, because I was thinking about him being, like, why the children were reluctant to spend time with him. I'm feeling like maybe he was abusive.
He was mentally
abusive.
I think it was a little bit of both, physical and mental. Yeah.
Because I was going to say, for kids, anything could be going on. Like, you literally could have cheated with every woman in the country. I don't know. That's extreme. But kids would still, you know, kids would still be like, yeah, oh, I want to see my dad.
Yeah. On April 15th, 1990, Easter Sunday, Dennis showed up to the home to pick up two of their children. Their daughter, Julie, had already refused to leave with him, and their son, Scott, was reluctant to go as well. When Marilyn tried talking to him, he started yelling at her and pushed her down the stairs. At the bottom of the stairs, he continued to beat her while the children begged him to stop. Their oldest daughter, Jennifer, ran to the neighbor's house to call the police. Dennis then picked Marilyn up and told their children he was taking her to the hospital. They never made it to the hospital, and a widespread search began for them.
Crazy. Yeah, I don't think, yeah, unless he just snapped, I don't think that that's like a behavior that would be something, you know, that you would just do mm-hmm. on a whim. That's something that you've been doing for a while. You've been putting your hands on her for a little while.
Yeah.
Later that afternoon, Ray and Marie Thornton were driving down Snow Perry Road near Coldwater when a speeding van passed by them. They noticed that the license plate began with G as in golf. Is that G? And Z as in Zulu. GC. A few minutes later, as they passed an abandoned school, they came across the same van. The couple saw the man disposing of a white cloth with what appeared to be blood on it.
Minutes later, the van pulled up behind them and rode their bumper for several miles. Later, they saw the man changing the license plate on the van. The passenger side door was open and the couple saw red stains inside. How close were they to see the blood, alleged blood?
Oh, I mean, if the windows weren't tinted, you could see straight in that thing.
No, the door was open, but I'm saying like they had to be like right beside them to see blood. Well, right beside him.
I mean, I guess. I mean, yeah, I would assume they were like passing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he pulled up alongside, right?
He was already parked, but I guess they were passing him and they were looking as they passed and saw the blood from the open door.
Yeah. And they probably were really looking for something because they were like, what is his problem?
Oh, yeah. Because they had already saw him dispose of something. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. After seeing the red stains, Ray and Marie went back to where they saw him dispose of the cloth. They ended up finding it and it appeared bloody, with some tissue and bone fragments on it. They immediately found a phone and called the police. So this is where the movie we were talking about. So if it sounds familiar, it's because this was the inspiration for the opening scene of the 2001 film Jeepers Creepers. There you go. I was like, because the whole time I was watching that episode of Unsolved Mysteries, I was like, why does this, even the way that they had it acted out on the episode, it was like almost identical to the movie.
Oh, yeah. So, that's true. Which I know, you know, that there's controversial stuff with the director.
Yes. He's,
He's I don't want to say. Pedophile. Is he a pedophile? Or because
he
was
convicted, but he served his time and then he got out. So
he's a
pedophile.
I mean, he's a sex offender, though. Yeah, I was going to say you still.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which sucks because Jeepers Creepers is one of my favorite
Mine too.
And the second one, girl.
And the second one.
I was like, ooh, I wish I was on that school bus. I know that's fucked up, but I was like, I wish I was on that school bus. Look, wait, hold on. Sidetrack. We're about to get sidetracked, but y'all know us. So like when it came out and I used to watch it at home, I used to be like, okay, I like time it to be like, could I have made that run? Remember when they were like, okay, we're going to all run from the school bus, like out into the field. And I was like, could I have made it? But he didn't want us anyway. He didn't want no ladies. So he was scooping up the men's, if you noticed.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Cause I was like, if he did, I wouldn't have made it. I already know me.
Time it out. Just okay, I got 20 seconds. And then I'd be like, well, if you maybe run in a zigzag, maybe you'll confuse him. Like, true. Run around in circles. I don't know. Authorities found Marilyn's body on April 16th. Dennis DePue was nowhere to be found. He had a gun and had withdrawn money from his account to escape the police. Nearly 2 weeks after the murder, the school where Marilyn worked received a letter from Dennis. In the letter, he blamed the divorce and her death on the people at the school. How? Did they put copies of the letter out?
I don't remember seeing copies of the letter, but it was basically like how we said in the beginning, how he didn't want her. He basically didn't want her to work. Didn't want her to have friends, didn't want her active in the community. So blaming everybody else for his insecurities. But right. That was pretty much what the letter was.
Okay.
Dennis also sent letters to friends and family, as well as newspaper outlets, trying to justify Marilyn's death. He sent a total of 17 letters, postmarked in Virginia, Iowa, and Oklahoma. 9 months later, Dennis had settled in Dallas, Texas under a fake name and was living with a new girlfriend. Sir, you know what's crazy? I was telling Dawn a while back, I was like, it's crazy how when people are on the run, they either end up in like Dallas or even Georgia. I was like, those are like the two main places people go. And I'm like, why?
There was another episode this came up. What episode was it? Because somebody else had fled, I think, to either Georgia.
I want to say it was Tika Lewis.
Okay.
Because I think that episode, something happened in Dallas. Because I think they may have like thought she was in Dallas or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. But yeah, I don't know. Georgia, I don't know. For Texas, I would assume maybe because it's close to the border. And so it's like either they were planning to go to Mexico and then didn't, or maybe get as close as possible just in case if you need to go to Mexico, you can. I don't know.
Maybe. Because I was like, I don't know what it is about Texas. Maybe.
There's a lot of like a lot of, yeah, isolated areas and you can live in isolation. I don't know, Jeff.
Yeah. Yeah, because Texas has like all those like real small towns.
Mm-hmm. So does Georgia, though.
Oh, yeah.
Now that
true.
Think about it. In March 1991, Unsolved Mysteries. When did Unsolved Mysteries first air? In like the late 80s or early 90s?
I think, let me Google it, because it had to be the 80s.
I didn't realize it was that old. Yeah, I need to go back and start watching.
The episode we did, the Cash Landrum incident, I got that from Unsolved Mysteries. Mm. 87.
Oh, okay. Okay. So yeah, late 80s. In March 1991, Unsolved Mysteries aired an episode featuring Marilyn's case. On the night the episode aired, a woman named Mary returned to her home. Her boyfriend, Hank Queen, was already there. His van was parked in the driveway, which was strange because he normally kept it in the garage. When she got inside, he told her that his mom was sick and he needed to make the trip home.
Mary could sense that something was off, but wasn't sure what it was. He asked her to make him some sandwiches for the trip, giving her very specific instructions on how to make them. Mary said that when he left, she felt like she would never see him again.
Later that night, Mary was horrified to learn that Hank Queen was actually Dennis DePew and that he had just been featured on Unsolved Mysteries. Mary thinks that he was watching the show and was trying to keep her distracted in the kitchen so she wouldn't see it. One of Mary's friends provided police with the Texas license plate number of Dennis's van. This kind of reminded me of Ted Bundy. Is it Ted Bundy? Because then his girlfriend at the time, it was like the description of his car. It was something like that, right? And she was like, oh shoot, yeah. I think this is Teddy.
Yeah. And there was another case. We haven't covered it yet. What was that man's name? It was on, you know, when Netflix brought back, was it Unsolved Mysteries? Unsolved Mysteries. The guy that escaped prison, he was like on furlough or something. Because he had, it was a black dude. He had like raped a little girl or something, raped and murdered a little girl, and he went to prison. Oh, but he was like out on furlough. I don't know.
I forgot about that.
I did too. I just thought about that. But like I don't even think they even captured him yet. Because was living, I want to say he was living in California, and he was either on, I think he was on America's Most Wanted or something. Mm-hmm. And the woman he was living with recognized him. So that kind of reminded me of that too. But I don't know why we haven't done that one yet.
That's a good one. Write it down.
Yeah, I got to figure out his name first. But yeah, and then like for her, like she said she knew something was up. But then like for him, if it was me, I would be like, why you just don't want me to make you a regular sandwich?
It would depend on the instructions. Yeah. What were the instructions? I don't know.
I don't know, but it had to be like, how specific can you make a sandwich? Like
mayonnaise on one side, mustard on the other side, fold the turkey. Melt the cheese, cut the crusts.
I guess.
Toast the bread. I don't know. It kept her occupied though because she didn't see the episode until.
That's true. Until he left. That's true. Because, I would have been like, well, it wasn't us. It was one of them. Because we would have been like, you going to eat what I give you. You going to eat this sandwich.
Man, matter of fact, I'm not... make your own sandwich.
Exactly. Make it how you want to make it because. I'm not going to be in here all day making sandwiches.
You're doing too much. But then again, I think too, she should be grateful because like, just imagine, and I'm not even saying this to be funny, but like, just imagine if you have a boyfriend, you're sitting there, y'all watching TV, y'all watching Unsolved Mysteries, and then his sketch pop up.
Man.
Like, y'all kind of look alike.
That's crazy. Not funny because I know where you're going with that.
No, but like for real though. But like,
I could not imagine that.
Then you got to play like, huh?
No, that's probably up there like with one of my biggest fears.
Same is that you'll be with somebody. Man. It's me too. Either somebody that's like, like a murderer. I would say scammer though, but I don't think I would fall for like, and I don't have no money. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know that anybody would scam me.
Like you never know.
Or something. I don't know. Fear of mine. No, I'm saying I'm not that dumb, though, to just be giving, people my money like that. Like, your mama sick? I'm sorry. We'll pray for her. I'm sorry. I'm not going to give you $10,000, though. You know what I mean?
And that is the prayer. Me saying I'm going to pray for her is the prayer.
I pray for you.
Because if she would have seen it, I know he would have killed her, so.
Yeah.
And then, how did her friend get his license plate number? How did they know his license plate number? Did they work at the DMV?
Maybe, or maybe her friend is a good friend. Maybe she wrote it out. Maybe she was like, look, I knew. I didn't trust him. I didn't like what his face looked. I wrote it.
I was just about to say, he looked.
He looks us.
Something about
down,
his face
girl.
Don't sit right with me. Mm-mm. So, yeah, maybe. Because, for her to have the license plate number like that, she knew something. Because, first of all, where did he come from?
Shit. I knew he wasn't shit. He looked crazy.
Wait. So, Did you see Tony Baker posted his picture on his Instagram a while back?
Dennis DePue?
Yes.
Why? No.
Because I meant to send it to you because I had did this one a long time ago, but it was funny because I saw that. I don't know if it was in his stories or if he actually like posted it because I thought I sent it to you or either I thought, no, I thought I sent it to you, but I guess not. Because I forgot what he was saying, but I know I was cracking up because Tony Baker is stupid.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's funny because he was talking about how he looked. I'm going to have to find it. I'm going to see if I can find it. If it was his post, because I don't remember if it was in his stories or a post, but he did.
Lord.
Okay. 4 hours later, Louisiana state troopers located Dennis and attempted to pull him over. He led them on a 15-mile high-speed chase and broke through two police barricades. Warren County, Mississippi deputies managed to shoot both of Dennis's back tires. He made it about half a mile before his van came to a stop.
He should have just stopped. But anyway.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point? Like, how far did you think you were going to go? But anyway.
I mean, I guess he made it through the barricade, so he probably thought he was good.
At about 4 a.m., Dennis fired two shots through an open window. Trigger warning, he then turned the gun on himself and took his own life. Dennis was the first fugitive featured on Unsolved Mysteries to have taken their own life. Dennis DePue died without ever having to face justice. Final thoughts.
I don't think I really have any, just that he was a coward. Like, yeah. I mean, why? Because I wonder, okay, do you think when he pushed her down the stairs that she died then? Because why would he take her and then go on the run?
Oh, D, I
don't know. Because I was going to be like, why wouldn't he just let her go? Like, I get, like, you know how men, abusive men are. They don't want you to move on or whatever. But I think I just thought about that. I'm thinking maybe she died when he pushed her down the stairs.
And he panicked?
Maybe. And then, where did the, I was going to say, because he did have a gun on him. Because I was like, did he shoot? Because they never said, like, her cause of death.
That's what I was going to ask, if anywhere you were able to find her cause of death.
Mm-mm. Just that they found her body. So, I don't know.
I don't
understand any of this.
Yeah. He was obviously abusive and unstable, so but they were kids, they wouldn't know. I was gonna say, wouldn't the kids, because the kids were there and he said that he was gonna take her to the hospital, but I guess they wouldn't know whether or not she was alive either. So,
oh yeah,
because they're just kids, so I don't know. But that is actually a good theory, that maybe he didn't intend to even kill her in the first place. He intended to hurt her physically because he's abusive, but didn't expect her to die. Possibility.
Yeah, because I was like, this one is kind of, I don't think we would really have final thoughts because we know the outcome and we know what happened and we know that he did it, and but it's just like, why? And then I wonder how he was with his woman he was with in Dallas.
I don't know. He was living with her though, right?
Mm-hmm.
I that's a good question. I don't know.
And then he had the episode had just aired. Because I was like, then he had the same van. He changed the license plate. So, but she gave it to the police so they could find him.
Yes, so they could find him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. He should have just left them alone.
Yeah.
Your stomach.
You can hear it. I'm not even.
Can you send DoorDash gift cards? Send the baby some DoorDash gift cards.
But it's crazy because I'm not even hungry.
That's your body.
My stomach
your body
just
said,
does.
Your body
that.
Is like, I don't care what you saying, girl, because we hungry. She ain't hungry, but we on the inside are hungry.
It's been like my stomach has been going off this whole time.
Yeah.
So hopefully you didn't pick it up.
It'll be fine. But yeah, I agree. No, not really any, because there's no really any theories. So that is all, folks, for Dennis DePew. That's all we got.
Please follow us on Instagram at It's a Strange World Podcast, Twitter at Pod Strange World, and on Facebook and TikTok at It's a Strange World After All. Also, if you are listening to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and like the show, please go ahead and give us a 5-star rating. And if you're feeling extra strange, please write a review. Please and thank you.
Yes, we would love to hear from you. What did you think of this week's episode? Also, if there's anything else in the world of strange or true crime cases that you would like us to cover, let us know. If you have any personal stories involving true crime or the supernatural, we would love to have you on the show and share them with our listeners. We are doing movie reviews of the horror, thriller, slasher, and true crime genre. So if you have any movies or documentaries and want to hear our uncensored, unsolicited opinions on them, you can email those submissions to itsastrangeworldafterall@gmail.com or DM us at any other social media platforms D mentioned. Even if you just want to say, hey, sexy ladies, we Lord. Will be here. We will be here.
Why? Thank you for tuning into another episode of It's a Strange World After All.
Thank you, as always, for keeping it strange with us.
Thank you. See you next time. Bye.